Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. A couple Falcons highlights, maybe a little Raheem Morris audio on a victory Monday.
Yeah, man.
The Falcons go down to New Orleans and take care of business yesterday afternoon. The 4:25 start was weird, man. That game got over late.
Boy, I was like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Dude. Man. They're sitting there watching like, okay, this – like they don't have too many 4:25s, unless they're on the West Coast, obviously. Right. But, yeah, I was sitting there like, damn, this game taking forever.
Yeah, and I mean, and this time of year too, because it was dark by halftime. You know, I'm sitting out on the porch watching it, which was great. Like, it was a really nice night. But by like midway through the fourth quarter, it's like, it's dark out here.
Yes.
It's time to put these kids to bed. Now, they're off this week, right?
Yes.
Yeah, her too.
Yeah, yeah. That, I mean,
everybody's finding stuff
to
do.
Yeah, they're off. And then everybody's off. So the kids are on their way to the house. And like, you know,
oh, right.
Yeah,
nice.
they're on the way to the house.
What are you guys doing Thursday?
Just mama and some folks coming over. That's it. Mama, my sister, cousins. It ain't gonna be the big McMichael like it always is. This is gonna be us.
Yeah, we're pretty small. Yeah. It's just us and then my dad, Michelle, and my brother.
I'm only gonna make one turkey.
So yeah, me too.
Yeah, I'm only going turkey.
Got the ribs done on the egg.
How was it?
So incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, just like incredible.
Yeah.
I was mad because everybody wanted me to make burgers too. I was like, why? I'll make them, but look at these delicious baby back ribs I have prepared for the family. And they're like, oh, yeah, I'll have a couple. I was like, you guys are crazy.
I'm very, 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 very rude when it comes to that.
Yeah,
when somebody's like, wait, why don't I what?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah,
I brought burgers.
Yeah, I'm very like that.
The burger will be good, but it's not going to be as good as those. These have been cooking for 4 hours.
Now leave me alone.
They're falling off the bone.
How about you go to your house and cook burgers and bring them back?
I mean, how do you choose a burger over some ribs? I don't get it.
I don't know people like that.
Anyway,
I don't know nobody who chooses. I don't know nobody who chooses burger over ribs.
Those are my family.
Oh.
My family, my loved ones.
Yeah.
Just spitting in my face after I slaved all day over a – hanging closet doors in the bedrooms. We're smoking meats.
And they want some damn burgers over damn ribs.
Absolute
what
man.
What the hell is going on?
Could not be more manly.
Not
and they're over
all.
Here like.
Ribs and hanging up doors?
A burger.
So.
All right.
I hate cooking burgers, by the way.
All right. It's kind of hard to cook it on the egg because it just like the flames were flying like crazy because I had it going all day for the ribs.
I hate cooking burgers, man.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. We had ribs last night too, leftover
ribs. Damn right. They're not better than leftover ribs.
That's so good.
Nothing better.
All right. We got full phone lines to talk Falcons here. Let's start with Brandon who's in Kennesaw. Hey, Brandon.
What's going on, guys? Appreciate the time. I want to say, you know, it was a cool win. We got out of the losing slump, and you know, by the end of the day, we won against a bad team. At the end of the day, this season really means nothing. I mean, I'm still gonna watch, still gonna have a good time. You know,
hang up the phone, Brandon. We don't want to talk to you no more. All right, don't call up here with your broken heart, because that sounds like a broken-hearted man right there, Brandon. Right? This season means nothing. Didn't watch? Are you gonna watch on Sunday, Brandon?
He did say he was going to. Yeah.
Okay, then.
He did say.
But tell me, saying nothing because if it's meaningless, then you wouldn't watch it.
Yeah, and if it was meaningless, you wouldn't be so sad.
Dog.
You know what I mean?
Get over
Clearly
her.
It has
Brandon,
meaning.
Get over
it. Has Here's the thing.
Get over
two,
her.
Two points. You did beat a bad team, but you're a bad team.
Yep.
So it's good to get a win over anybody.
Thank you.
And also, I will. You know, I'm not trying to. You know, it's a long way to go and all that, but you're not mathematically eliminated. So who knows?
Man.
Who knows? Man. You never know. Crazier things have happened.
Crazier things happen.
The Bucks are falling apart.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They're 6-5.
Yep.
I know that the Bucks and you play them again too. You have an opportunity to beat them. Mm-hmm. Now you've blown both of your opportunities against the Panthers.
Yep.
So I'm not I'm trying to stay optimistic.
I want them to win every game.
A win will make me optimistic.
Yes.
You see that? Look
yes.
at that. Look at that optimism
yes.
right there. I'm happy about it. All right, let's talk to Evan, who's in North Dakota. Evan's
North
in
Dakota.
North Dakota, yeah.
What you doing up there, Buffalo?
Yeah. Well, thank God for the Odyssey app. Otherwise, I'd have to listen to sorry Vikings fans up here complaining about J.J. McCarthy, so shout out to the Odyssey app. I got two things. After the last couple of weeks losing, a lot of people on Twitter complaining about that missed first-round pick. I tweeted yesterday, back-to-back plays, James Pierce Jr. and Xavier Watts making plays. So F them picks, for one.
Yep.
Secondly, I'm still concerned about this coaching staff. I mean, multiple times yesterday, the play clock was down to 12, 10 yep. seconds, yep. and Kirk was still in the huddle getting the play. I mean, yep. I'm very, very – I want them to win, but I'm very concerned that something might happen that saves this coaching staff's job.
No.
In your guys' mind, what saves their job?
They win?
Oh, if they win, I think, what are we, 6 left, right?
Yeah.
If they're 5-1 in the final 6, I would be shocked if Raheem isn't retained.
Yes.
Now, I don't know. They might try to do something with the offensive coaching staff, with Zach Robinson.
Maybe.
Maybe bring in a vet to whatever.
Maybe,
I don't know. But,
maybe.
But yeah, I mean, that's what that would
yeah.
be. Now, again, obviously they won yesterday, so the optimism is there a little bit. I don't anticipate them going 5-1 down
either.
The stretch.
I don't either.
There's better teams than the Saints. Now, not this week because they got the Jets this
yes.
week, and that's great. Hopefully they can take care of that too. But there's some pretty good football teams down the stretch. And, yeah, I mean, it's very nice that they won. They needed a win desperately.
Yes.
The issues that we have with the coaching staff remain.
Yes. But I think, I don't know. I'm just not wired that way to think like that. They lose. I need them to lose. So, because I'm worried about his coaching staff. No, I'm not going to say that because that'd be really rude for me to say it like that. But I don't understand that thought process. I'm not not wired that way. As far as who's first question he was talking about? Oh, James Pierce. Remember, I said this last week.
Yeah.
Y'all keep on talking about some first round draft pick.
Look
at him play.
That's next year's
That's
first,
next
round,
year's
draft
first round, round draft pick.
You have no idea what next year's first round draft pick would be like.
Yeah.
But now you do.
Now you do.
He's out
and
there,
that's what I just keep
he's
saying.
He's out there playing.
And that's what I keep saying.
That's the thing is, if he wasn't playing well.
Yeah, that'd
then,
be one thing.
Then,
if he was playing like Abdul Carter.
Right.
Or whatever his name. Was that his name?
That's right.
Okay,
that's
yeah.
Abdul Carter, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah right. If he was playing badly and it looked like you missed on that pick, then I can understand because then you missed on a pick. But – The pick that you don't have next year is on the field right now getting sacks on Sunday.
Yeah.
And he's playing pretty damn good at this point. So, yeah, I don't know. I know. It's kind of, I think, fun right now for people to sort of pile on the negative stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, and they don't have a first-round pick next year. Well, kind of. He's out
there
right now.
He's out there playing.
Yeah. I know. That's why, in the past couple weeks when people have called in and sort of been the, when you're listing the stuff Terry Fontenot's gotten wrong, that's not one of them.
No.
That's not one of them.
No.
Jalen Walker and James Pierce are good players.
Yes, they are.
And they're number 3 in the league in sacks right now. That's what we've been begging. Now, again, you're 4-7, so it's not like it means everything. But it also doesn't mean nothing.
Right.
They did fix something that we were begging them to fix. Now, hopefully they fix a whole bunch of other stuff too. So we're not talking about a 4-7 team at this point next year. But Dexter's in Covington. Hey, Dexter.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, Randy.
Hello.
Man,
yes,
you
sir.
Hung up on Brandon so fast, man. I thought it was my phone.
Oh no, Brandon's my guy, man.
Me
and Brandon got that relationship. Well, we can bust each other balls, man. Yeah, now it's not a lot of y'all out there that has a relationship like me and Brandon. Me and Brandon got a relationship. Yeah.
All right. Two quick things. Penny's gonna be okay, for his injury. Check out what Bryce Young was going through when he first started. And look what he's doing now. And then the second thing is, Kirk got to do what he got to do for the $180 million. So he did what he had to do yesterday. Great win. I take that. But give me the next 6. And that'll see what we're going to look like for next season. Give me the next 6, and we can go
Hell
from
yeah,
there,
Dexter.
Man. And I appreciate the win from
Dexter.
Yesterday.
Appreciate you, Dexter. Well, no, Kirk already got all his money.
Kirk's,
much.
Yeah. He's got 6 more paychecks.
Yeah, Kirk's good.
But he's got the full 100.
Yeah, Kirk got the bread.
Now, the other 80, he's not going to get.
No.
because he never was going to get it.
Yes, it was never intended.
That was a 2-year, $100 million contract that was dressed up to make his agent look even – which, by the way, his agent is got to be one of the best agents in football for him to keep getting these deals.
Kirk might be his only client.
Yeah, I think he is.
Yeah, Kirk might be his only client.
Which is why you don't need other clients if you're getting Kirk Cousins' $180 million contract.
You keep flexing with Kirk.
Now, I will – just one bit of pushback on Dexter – let's hope Penix plays better than Bryce Young.
Yes, because Bryce Young stinks unless he's playing
Unless he's playing the Falcons.
Yes. Now he
I'll take Penix playing like Bryce Young against the Falcons.
Yes. Now, if he plays like that, he plays good tonight. Because they're on Monday night against, against San Francisco tonight. If he goes and dices them up the way he diced up the Falcons, then you might say – you might hear me say something.
But he won't.
But he won't.
But he won't. Tyrone
they're
is in Douglasville.
They're 6-4.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Gentlemen, again, thank you for taking the call. And also, I'm going to ask this every time I call in. I hope you guys are feeling well. Also note that I'm a Cowboy fan. Three quick things. Randy, when you get a chance, I want to know about your tailgate party. Andy, I would like to know, did you pick up the boots and what happened? And also, I really thought Kirk Cousins was going to poo-poo on this game. Y'all have a great day and keep it on the fairway.
Thank you, Tyrone. I'll be honest with you. The first quarter, I did too.
Yeah.
Because the first three drives between the two teams, there was negative 1 yard.
It was awful.
And a missed field goal and a turnover, and it was awful.
Yes.
Falcons settled in as the game went on. Cousins settled in as the game went on. But, yeah, it was a rough start, man.
It was bad.
Yeah.
It was bad.
It looked like it was going to be one of those
days. I mean, like I said, Athens was great, man. I was got the chance to see my man Mike Bobo. We had having fun. I was drawing plays up for him. Like, hey, you remember that play I sent you? You know, so it was good to talk to Bo. And I saw one of my favorite coach I've ever had. Now, I have a lot of coaches that I love and everything, but my favorite coach ever that I've ever played for is Dave Johnson. And Dave Johnson was my tight end coach when Coach Rick came in. And Coach was he was the last coach of the staff. And because Coach was like, I got to get the perfect guy for you and Ben and you guys. And this man, I mean – his son is a GA on the Georgia staff. And so he saw me. So he walks over to me. He's like, hey, Dad's over there. And I was like, face lights up.
Oh, that's great.
And so go over and just give the biggest hug. And he looks at me and he says a lot of nice things. And then he says to me, he's like, I always knew you were going to be good. He said, I swear, it almost, because I saw his wife too, gave her a big hug. He's like, you know, you're the best player I ever coached. You might not be the most talented, but he said, you're the best player I ever coached. And that just meant so much to me, man. I love Dave Johnson.
Wow.
I love Ben White.
That happened Saturday?
Yes.
That's beautiful.
I love Dave Johnson. Wow. Go back over to Donald. What's wrong, Dutton? All misty and everything.
Yeah. Well, for your favorite coach to say that to you now, after all, I'm sure he said really nice things to you before, too. But wow.
Man, it meant the world.
That's so cool, man.
It meant the world.
Congratulations.
To me,
that's really
great.
It
meant the world.
I didn't pick up my boots on Friday.
Yeah.
I got them today. The guy I was buying them from was in a car accident on Friday. He's okay.
Yeah. That was my thing, because when you told me the story, you said he was in a car accident. I'm like,
Fender bender.
Okay, is
fender
he okay?
But, yeah, no, we got him today. We got him for a clean swap. I gave him some Timberlands, and he gave me the duck boots.
Like, you know who did that? My kid, they do that in middle school.
Uh-huh.
All right, yeah, they do the shoe swap.
Yeah, I'm a barter guy.
I was like, I know I didn't buy those shoes. Oh, I got it for my friend. What'd you have to give him? Mm-hmm. Oh, I had to get – oh, hell no.
Luckily for me, I bought the first pair.
Yeah.
My dad didn't buy them for me.
So exactly.
My dad also, by the way, because I dropped Lily off at his house this morning.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Loved the boots. He was pretty fired up about it. I'll have him on.
Oh, yeah.
Also, shout out to Reed Cleaners in Decatur. One of our listeners said, hey, you want to get those boots brand new, bring them by.
There you go. Look at that.
Shout out to Reed Cleaners. Our listeners do everything.
Do and have everything.
There is an expert on everything in this audience somewhere.
Yes.
Which we really appreciate. All right, we'll come back. We'll get into the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We'll be right back on a Victory Monday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original. Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.